Well, hello, Mr. Heston, and welcome to heaven.
What the hell is this place?
Well, Mr. Heston, I assure you, this is heaven.
I've got to somehow break out.
Now, Mr. Heston, relax. If you'll just follow me, we can fill out your paperwork and get you all taken care of, okay?
Get your damn hands off me, you damn dirty man.
Mr. Heston, such language. Now follow me. Mr. Heston, you'll have to leave that gun here.
You'll have to pry it from my dead cold hands, Bill Clinton.
Mr. Heston, Bill Clinton is still alive.
Yeah.
But even when he goes, we figure he's headed downstairs.
Let my people go.
Okay, now let's just walk this way.
Soylent Green is people!
Mr. Heston, if you can calm down, I promise when you get to your special room, you can listen to
Extra Life Radio.
Dr. Zaius.
This episode is brought to you in part by the generous contributions of Jason Carpenter, Kenneth Amai, Sean Connolly, Robert Farmer, Samantha Jane, Brandon Matthews, Old Man Franks, and Charles Gray. This episode is for you. Extra
Life. Extra Life. Hello, everybody. Hey, ho, hey, blah, 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 blah. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, and this is episode 178 of ELR, and it is, by the way, the official podcast of MyExtraLife.com. Have you been there? If you haven't, you really should go. That would be great. That's at MyExtraLife.com. Today is April 13th, 2008. It is Sunday night, as per usual. One of us is missing. We have an MIA status. One of our members. And we'll talk about that now. Before I do, let me introduce who is here. From the balmy state, or sweaty is a better word, of South Carolina. Comes to us from Mission Deep and ComicsCoastToCoast.com. The none other than Brian Dunaway. Brian, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad I could be on the show tonight.
Yeah, you're on camera, too. We're sharing our little webcam, and there's three of us in this little space of faces. It's kind of creepy.
And it's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. It's a lot disturbing.
Yeah, and it's starting to be a little laggy, but we'll see how it holds up. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you was getting kind of robotic on me there for a minute.
Yeah. You're sounding a little robotic now, but what can you do?
Well, thank you. Well, I may be a robot.
Yeah, I've always wondered. Anyway, so hello and welcome, Brian. Also joining us in the stead of the missing in action Obsidian. We don't know where he is. According to his comic, he may have a leg attached to his face, and that means he's in trouble. Yeah, I don't know how real that is. But in his stead, we have Randy Jordan from the beautiful town of Texas, the biggest town in America, really. Randy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. You got a finger up your nose in your little video there.
That's all right.
All right.
It fits pretty well, don't you think?
You know, Randy and I are coming off a bit of a geek-tastic week. We had that interview with Kurt Schilling last week. For those who are fans of the future Hall of Famer, Kurt Schilling, Boston Red Sox, you may want to go check that out at theinstance.net, because it was a great interview. Yeah. And that guy was awesome. And I had to pimp it.
It was really good. You know, looking at the three of us all together like this.
What, Brian?
You say he gave you a pendant?
He gave me a... No.
Does that mean y'all were going steady?
Yeah, me and Kurt Schilling. Me and Schilling walking down the street hand in hand. Yeah, it was great, and I'm really happy about it. Before we move on, I want to give some props, as it were, because that's what the kids say, to a couple of our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, where, Brian, they have three codes they can use to save money. Do you know what those are?
If I was a betting man, and I'm not, I would say Life 1, Life 2, and Life 3.
Correct.
However, I don't know exactly what each one of those does anymore because I used to use Life 1 all the time.
Yeah.
And it seems like no matter what code I use now, I get the same discount. So.
Yeah, it does seem to be sort of – I'm not sure about that. Somebody may want to test that for us and see. But yep. If you use the Life 1, you get a .com name for just $6.95 a year. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
Life 2 gets you additional 10% off any order, and 3 gets you additional $5 off any order of $30 or more.
So go use those guys. They're awesome. And then the other sponsor this week is PlaySwitch. I've talked about them before. If you want to trade your games, get used games, have guaranteed transactions, no money required, naked lady. I'm kidding about that part. cut out the middleman and save yourself some money at PlaySwitch.com. And while you're there, use Extra Switch, and you'll get an extra $5 for free. That's like
That was Extra Switch?
Extra Switch.
All right.
Like I have right here. I have an extra Switch.
I found out that I can get the game I want if I just give them the other 45 games I have. So
That's a deal made in heaven. Okay. And before we move on, I just want to dedicate this episode to somebody. To Martin Brada's friend, Marco Ulbrich. He knows why. Don't want to get into too much details, but this show's dedicated to you guys.
Nice.
All right, let's jump right in, guys. We've got all kinds of hoochie to talk about. And if O, by the way, shows up, we will, of course, add him to the stream. We just don't know where he is. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And, we've done 178 shows. How many of those shows have included a joke about Colombian, government stepping in to capture O and keep him somewhere? We refuse.
Do you think this week, let's be honest. Do you think he's just playing his Wii?
He does have his Wii now. And I understand he's a big fan of the Metroid 3.
Yeah.
So it very well could be that that's all he's doing right now.
Before we get too far into our little show tonight, I have an interesting little thing I saw tonight. We was at Walmart, which, is a big place for us to shop here in South Carolina. And I couldn't help but notice there was some clearance stuff. And there was something called NADS, hands-free hair removal.
NADS?
What? NADS, yeah, I've seen that.
No. No, tell me that isn't true. That doesn't exist.
I stopped and said, NADS hair removal. I said, what?
Oh, gosh. Dude, take a picture of that. Wait a minute. I'm going to find that. We're putting that on the show tonight.
Go to NADS.com. They've got ads on there. And I just couldn't believe it said that. Okay, it was funny that it was said NADS hair removal, but it said hands-free hair removal. I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh. There it is. And they're taking themselves seriously.
They are.
This isn't like NADS hair removal. It's like got serious models on the front and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like the whole point is that most hair removal compounds are really not to be put on the genitals.
Yeah.
And ads is specifically designed for that.
Which makes it all the more funny.
Yeah.
and it's for women and men, too. So I guess, this is too funny.
It's got a picture of a naked woman on it.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Well, then that's what you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as our image tonight. Thank you, Brian, for providing me with such great content. That's awesome. NADS hair removal. Find it now. Find it often. Down there to the Walmarts. We have Walmart, too, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen NADS hair removal.
Never seen it before. Blew my mind.
Yeah.
They also carry that Philips, that Norelco body groom system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that do?
Oh, you've not heard that?
No.
The little commercials they have online where it's specifically targeted at your private area.
Really?
Yeah, the body groom. And they have all these commercials where they claim that by trimming certain areas of hair, you're going to get an extra optical inch. I've always thought that was a great phrase.
Wow.
Extra optical inch.
This is all very difficult to take.
It's Walmart, man. Come on, Walmart would ban anything that wasn't family friendly, right?
Yeah, I'll leave that to them to look this up. Anyway, so if you're interested in that sort of stuff, thanks to Brian and Randy for having so much intimate knowledge of hair grooming and NADS. Okay.
My hair tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We share notes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Well, let's move on. We ran a poll. And we did it right there on the website. And in that poll, we said something about NADS. No, I'm just kidding. We said we asked people to decide between science fiction or fantasy. What was their favorite? And while many argue that fantasy is science fiction, in other words, it's a broader term than that, I think most people knew what I meant, which is fantasy, swords and magic and sci-fi, laser guns and the force or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
So, interesting results. Here's how it all played out. Science fiction got 55% of the votes. That's 1,000 votes.
Yeah.
And beating out fantasy, which got 45% of the votes, 818 votes. And that's actually about what I expected, to be honest. Yeah. I knew it would kind of land that way. I would like to ask you, Brian Dunaway, your opinion. Which would you choose if you had to? You're being sent to a desert island. They're saying to you, look, you can only take one genre of fiction with you. What will it be? Yep. And you say, oh, I got to have what? What would you choose?
Ooh, see, you know I got to say science fiction because that's my bread and butter. If I made any money off my comic strip.
Well, what is it about fantasy that you prefer science fiction over? What is it you don't like about fantasy?
Well, what don't I like about fantasy? That's a tough one.
I mean, you like the Lords of the Rings, and you got your
love the Lords of the Ring, and I love a lot of fantasy until it just gets a little bit it gets a little bit out of control.
Like what? How
science fiction usually stays with the. It's like this: science fiction usually deals with really what Gene Roddenberry kind of said, where, you know, it's kind of like everybody has this great futuristic ideal of way things should be, whereas fantasy is, in my opinion, is a little more broad and could be lean towards the good, could lean towards the bad, could lean towards just being plain stupid.
But isn't that just one school of science fiction thinking, though? Because you got your Star Trek, sure, but then you got your like Blade Runner universe and. Arguably, you could say a lot of the Star Wars stuff is sort of dark.
But usually, even if it is dark, they're trying to overcome that darkness. It doesn't really stay in that. You know what I mean? There's always hope.
Yeah.
I guess that could be said for fantasy, too, and a lot of fantasy, but
yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I guess lean towards science fiction. I guess it just always has.
So you would have voted with the populace here. You would have been one of the 1,000.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know, that's such a hard choice. It's like, do you like chocolate or vanilla?
I like
both.
Yeah, I do too. Randy, do you have a choice between the two? Or is this just a stupid choice? I mean, a lot of people gave me a lot of crap saying, you can't choose. Why choose? I'm saying, no, I'm just saying hypothetically, if you had to choose, which is the favorite thing?
And for me, there's just so much more science fiction than fantasy. And what I'm doing with fantasy is I'm cutting out all of the stuff that just cloned Tolkien. And the minute you do that, you're left with so little.
Yeah.
And where science fiction can cover this much broader set of fiction.
Yeah.
So whether we're talking about books or we're talking about movies or whatever I'm going to get at, to the exclusion of the other genre,
yeah.
I just feel like science fiction's more, a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I voted the sci-fi way because... I feel like there's just more new ideas, which I think is what you're getting at. There's more room for better ideas or new ideas. I also like science fiction that is kind of a hybrid of fantasy and science fiction. Final Fantasy is a good example of that. There's other things sort of like that. I'm into the whole steampunk thing, look and feel. I like Fallout. That kind of stuff's cool. You know, I actually kind of prefer the world is dead and there's been 20 nukes and now the world is nothing but like 10 tribes sort of fighting out who's going to have control over oil, you know, kind of Mad Max kind of stuff. I totally dig that.
So
let's throw this out here. Brian, you found an article in Entertainment Weekly.
Yes.
They said what they thought were the top 25 science fiction films of our day, of our time.
Yes.
Can you pull that up and run down some of these and let's see if we agree?
All right. I could until my browser crashed.
Ah, it's awesome.
Hold on a second.
Both your video things are frozen. Why?
They really?
Nope, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Randy's playing with his stupid filters. I think that's what did it.
Number 15 is Serenity. I know that for sure because it's coming back up now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Got
me some Serenity. Oh, yeah.
All right.
What else?
Looking as fast as I can. Hold on.
That was number 15?
Yeah, stall.
I'm stalling. Okay, let's see. I aim to misbehave. She's really harsh in my thing.
Do you want me to start at 25, or do you want me to start at number one?
Let's start at number 25, and let's rip through them.
All right, hold on a second.
Oh, I got to stall.
They didn't make this in an easy way to do. They did like number 13, click next. Number 14, click next.
Right. Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, so okay. And so now I'm going back all the way back around the world, and we will get to it as soon as I get there.
All right, excellent.
I've got number 25.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll jump back and forth. Go ahead. What do you got in 25?
Number 25, V, the miniseries.
Ah, that's interesting. Now,
we can talk about that for a second.
Yeah, let's jump out and talk about it for a second. The rumor is, not the rumor, the confirmation is they're not doing a remake of V for TV. We're not getting another miniseries that's all up to date with today's whatever sensibilities. Yeah. They're actually going straight to theaters with this thing. That seems crazy to me. Are they going to have... You got to have... I don't know. I don't know that V was all that great. Am I remembering it wrong?
It was pretty good.
Was it pretty good? I mean, it had Robert Englund in it, so everyone flipped out like, look, Freddy Krueger's in a freaking science fiction movie. He plays an alien. Wow, that's shocking.
We were really starving for some good TV sci-fi at that point.
Yeah.
And the fact that the networks picked it up, it was big. And, yeah. And during prime time, you know what I mean? It was just...
Yeah.
During his time, it was big. It was more like a
disaster. Aliens have abducted everyone's pod people sort of story. Which works with the main public, because the main public, who don't necessarily love science fiction, can still understand the idea of something taking their bodies over, and that scares the poo out of them.
Yeah.
And I was 8 years old when it came out, and it got to me. I remember it being
really
very influential.
I do remember it being a big deal. No question about it.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching V, and it was the first time, just coincidentally, that we had ever had microwave popcorn.
Wow.
And we were going to watch V. That's how big of a deal it was.
That's maybe the strangest connection I've ever heard. That's great.
Yeah. But I remember that very vividly.
All right. So there's that. What do we have for 24?
24 is Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
I know, it kind of far down the list, but it, like I said, spoof.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. It's great.
Loved it, too.
Yeah.
The number 23 is Doctor Who. Mm. 1963 to present, they put them all in one big lump. I don't know if they should do that or not.
I don't either.
Doctor Who.
Because I think the new ones are totally different than the...
I like the new ones. I couldn't deal with the old ones. I never could.
Really?
Oh, too much. Can't do it. It's just, you know, it has that kind of, you know, I'm all about culty cheese factor and all that.
Yeah.
But it was almost too much for me. And it was filmed with, like, somebody's really bad video camera. And it just was bad. And it's worse than, like, Land of the Lost, Lee Stack, you know, Zipper People and stuff. I just could never wrap my head around it. Especially as a kid. It just kind of seemed a little tainted to me. But the new stuff, I think, is great. I think it's awesome.
I could not watch it. I tried to, but I just couldn't do it.
How would it be to have your own science fiction movie or TV show that eventually became a chant for football players everywhere?
That's weird.
I love that.
Doesn't everybody start the game with Doctor Who, that whole thing?
That's why the name of my show will be Fling Poo.
Fling Poo.
Nice.
Number 22 is Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. Ziggy.
Quantum Leap. See, these are only going to get interesting as we get higher and we go, what?
I love me some Quantum Leap. In fact, you know, Ziggy, was it Ziggy? Anyway, what's his name? He's currently one of the Cylons on BSG. I'm liking him this year. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You're not talking about Ziggy. You're talking about...
Not Ziggy.
Ziggy was the computer.
Yeah, no. What was his name? Sam. No, like, Sam?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam. No, Sam was...
Sam was the main character.
No, the other dude. The guy that's always... Chased him around, and he's a good actor. Al, that's it.
Dean Stockwell.
Thank you, half the chat room, for clearing that up.
That's right, and he is doing a good job on Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Number 21, Futurama.
Mm. Oh, that's a great addition.
Underrated.
You think it should be higher on the list, Randy?
Yes.
It's tough to say, because these are the top sci-fi. It's kind of looks like it's going in between movies and TV shows and... No, get cartoons. It's really kind of hard to say, but yeah, I would vote it higher. But you know, what do I know? I'm not Entertainment Weekly.
Futurama is a top 10 for me.
Love the Futurama,
especially since the fact, and this is where it gets interesting as we go lower in the list. Number 20, Star Wars: Clone Wars, is rated higher than Futurama.
The cartoon series.
Yeah.
No, I like it, but I wouldn't put it higher than Futurama.
That's me too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Number 19. Starship Troopers. What?
What? Okay, I'm starting to question this list.
What? It's getting worse as we get higher.
This list is starting to sound like poop.
But if we're making a list of the top 25 sci-fi books of all time, Heinlein is all over it, and Starship Troopers is in the top 5.
All right, I'm down with that. But that movie was poopsky. I mean, it's okay for a big laugh, and it's kind of stupid and everything.
and it had Gary Busey's son in it, Jake Busey. But other than that, and it did have
Jake Busey.
It had what's his name from Highlander and Clancy Brown. I loves me some Clancy Brown.
Yep.
And I don't care what it is. I'll watch him in it.
And at number 18, Heroes.
What? The TV show?
Yeah. Yes, I really think that's almost another genre. I have a little bit of trouble with that. I think they need to have like a genre called like hero movies or something, or hero shows, because to me that's not really science fiction, because sci-fi is more like, it's more like fantasy. Exactly.
I would say here's the new genre it should be in. It should be in the "this magazine is crap and I no longer like Entertainment Weekly at all" genre. That's exactly a stupid move.
Are we going to continue to number 16? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just going to say, if Heroes is on this list here, then we need Ghost Whisperer in the top 10.
Yeah, if you're going to have that, you got to have other shows that are. That's stupid. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I never did see that. Can't say.
I like that movie. I'm going to talk like this the rest of the show.
I like it a lot. Put some Nads hair removal on and
This Nads hair removal's really working. Ouch. That kind of hurts. It burns.
It's a stretch to include it in a sci-fi list, because while it certainly is wrapped in a sci-fi package, that's a character study. That's a romance film. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of things that just happen to have a sort of sci-fi angle that could have been called a sci-fi movie for the sake of this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total Recall, number 16.
All right.
Excellent.
Love that movie. 2 weeks. Excellent. 2 weeks. Perfect place. Yeah.
And as we said, 15, Firefly, Serenity. I would be surprised that was a little bit higher.
Are they lumping them together, the movie and the TV show? Is that what they're doing there?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
All right.
This is an interesting choice for sci-fi. I've seen this movie. It's called The Children of Men at number 14.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely science fiction in the sense that it's set in the future, I guess.
It's set in the future, and it's, you know.
The thing with Children of Men, this is what I've always thought was interesting. Children of Men only has served to be... I lost you guys somehow on the co-host thing. Oh, well.
Really?
I'll re-add you. We have a lot of... Oh, and we only have 26... I don't know what's going on. Something must have locked. it's coming back now. Anyway, what was I saying?
Children of Men.
Children of Men. Yeah, that movie is basically... It just needed a setting to say, here is a future... Spoiler alert, by the way. Here is a future where all the women are barren and no one can give children or have children anymore because... the women are barren, and whatever. And I guess that makes it science fiction. But you could have told basically that entire story, minus that, and it just would have been a modern day warfare terrorist sort of broken down society movie.
Yeah, it's post apocalyptic in a way.
Yeah,
and it's one of those, I find the film drastically overrated, and a lot of people really disagree with me on that.
I do. I love it. I think it's amazing. I love that movie.
I get it that it's one of the highest rated critic films of all time. It's overrated for me because I thought the book was spectacular, and I don't understand the changes that were made for film. For example, it's called Children of Men because the men are the ones who are infertile. Why'd they change that? I don't understand changing that.
Oh, I don't either. Did they change that from the book?
I guess because when was the book written? I wonder if artificial insemination and freezing sperm and that kind of stuff was
too
much monkey wrench into it.
No, that's a good point. Maybe that hadn't become standard fare. In other words, that technology didn't exist. So it's like reading an old what's his name? I can't think of his name. Oh, Philip K. Dick novel, and realizing how much stuff had come to fruition that he didn't know about that would have changed his storyline, so they have to kind of rewrite a movie for it. I don't know.
I still don't see the need to change that end. It really, you know, as a movie, it didn't have an ending.
Yeah, but they would have had to show some dude's junk or something.
Yeah.
I'd rather see pregnant lady's belly instead of some guy's junk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
That movie needed an end.
You know what? I also say this about the movie, and again, I didn't read the book, so I can't really speak to that. But one thing that made that movie work for me was I like this idea that women, the nurturing half of the race, the human race, is no longer able to do that, and how crucial that is for society to hold together. Something about that really hooked with me. Partly, it's probably a big part of it because, you know, I've got three kids and I think my wife's a great mom, and that added to that sensibility for me. But I don't know. Who knows why they did it? But I thought it was great. Mom, it was a great movie.
And interesting.
I think you're sci-fi. Randy, you have to admit, your only real problem with it is that they didn't shoot Julianne Moore earlier in the movie.
Oh, like in the first frame. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Okay, Brian, continue.
Got choked.
Sorry,
okay.
You got a little choked up on that? A little Julianne Moore in the throat?
Yeah, yeah. Number 13, Terminator 1 and 2. Apparently Terminator 3 never existed, according to Entertainment Weekly.
Not in my mind.
Yeah, what? Terminator who?
It's like Superman 3 and 4. They don't exist, do they? I don't know what
they'll
are.
No, not a bit. No. Back to the Future is number 12.
Well, I'd put that on my list.
I think that'd be in my top 10. I mean, if I had to pick some movies that I would love to have somewhere... You know, if I was stuck on an island somewhere, that'd probably be one of my top, because I've watched that movie so many times. I just love it. Number 11.
I love the way they didn't mention the other two Back to the Future films. Those didn't happen.
No, it's as if they didn't. Although Back to the Future 3 is a riot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Putting that thing in the Old West, good times, dude. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, number 11 is Lost. I don't know what that has to do with science fiction, because they've never explained anything, and I don't even know if anything science-y has to deal with Lost at all.
Yeah, you almost can't do that until it's over, right? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, you know, because you don't know, and until then, it's just mysterious. And for all we know, the smoke monster is just a bad Mexican fart floating around.
This EW writer, A, doesn't know the difference between science fiction and fantasy, and B, is stretching fantasy to get in some popular things that really aren't even particularly good fantasy, much less good sci-fi.
Yeah,
yeah. At number 10 is The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982.
Very good spot for that.
Pretty good movie.
I agree. It's a very good spot. Not quite. Yes, it's kind of right on the cusp of being in my top 10.
I would have put that, you know what, though? I would have put Firefly Serenity ahead of that, personally.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
I don't know if we're going to get to The Fifth Element, but I have to have that above The Thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aliens is number 9.
Aliens is the second one.
Aliens.
All right, we'll pretend that 3 and 4. Although, you know what? 4 was a Joss Whedon script, and I don't hate 4 as much as a lot of people do. I kind of like it.
Oh, I could watch all 4 of them in a row. Bam, bam, bam.
You know what 4 has? It's got that dude in it that was in, he was Ringworm or whatever his name is in Lord of the Rings. What's his name? He's great in everything. He was the dog.
Ringworm.
He was the, not Ringworm, what's his name?
Wormtongue.
Wormtongue.
I thought you were trying to be funny, but he didn't even realize it.
No, I couldn't think of it. Wormtongue, correct. And he was in that Western show on HBO, Deadwood. He was the doctor. McGillicuddy, I don't remember his name. He's great. I just like that guy. When he was like all up on the glass, like making faces and licking the glass in front of the alien, I just said, dude, your days are numbered. You better cut that crap out. Anyway. All right, so number where are you at? 7? Oh, 8.
Number 8,
okay,
8. Star Trek, The Next Generation, the TV series.
Sure. Why not?
I can see that.
I'm all right with that. That provided me with 7 wonderful seasons of entertainment, so I can't explain.
100 hours of your life got to go to that.
Yeah. Once I get in the top 5, of this list, I'll tell you whether that was a good decision or not.
Yeah.
Number 7, E.T. I love
E.T. Are you kidding?
You know, as a kid... As a kid, it was one of the greatest things I'd ever seen. It's the first time I ever heard anybody say penis breath out loud.
Yeah.
I really liked that movie as a kid. I don't know if it holds up so well, but anyway.
It definitely does not hold up well if you buy the DVD and Steven Spielberg takes away all the freaking guns.
Yeah, so they're aiming radios at each other. That makes a lot of sense. That is so stupid.
No, no, no.
You know what's worse? You know... Look, you know, I mean, the only thing that could be worse is, like, I don't know, take a movie like Star Wars and, like, what if George Lucas had Greedo shoot first? That'd be the only thing worse I could ever think of happening. Of course, that's never going to happen. I'm kidding.
Dude, number 6, we have...
Wait. I want to hear what Randy, you have thoughts on the E.T. placement. You think that's terrible.
Okay. All right. I just can't even begin to put E.T. in a top 100 anything.
Really?
Anything. No. And you know, I'm startled. Can't get past this.
How about top 100 Atari games that they made too many of?
What is good about E.T.? Name something that's good about E.T.
All right, you got your...
I really hate to say it, but I loved it.
I loved it as a kid.
I can't tell you one specific thing, but I think I love that whole generation of 80s movies anyway. You know, these child stars that were, I mean, when we were 13 and 14, we could go see a movie like this, like Goonies and E.T., and just it was child centric. You know, there were kids our age playing serious roles.
Yeah.
Even though they may have been kitschy a little bit, but there were serious roles, and you just don't have that today. You know, they're either Nickelodeon type movies or nothing. But these were all kids playing grown up adventures, and I just love that about E.T. Whether you like the alien or not. And I'll tell you right now, I have E.T. on Laserdisc. That's right.
Yeah, baby. Woo! Look, I would put E.T. in my top 100. I would not probably put them in my top 25, but I think they have a place.
Yeah, I agree.
It has a place.
It's the most narcissistic film ever. I mean, just start with the title. The title is Extraterrestrial, : The Extraterrestrial. Mm. This is the movie that made Mac and Me possible. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's true. Okay.
That's true. Good job.
That's true.
All right, number six, Brazil.
Oh, yeah, dude. Brazil.
All right.
It's got that lady from Benson getting her face all stretched out.
Very good.
Yeah, that's got that.
I don't know if it'd be number six, but I think it'd probably be pretty close.
Okay.
It'd be up there somewhere.
I don't know if it'd be six either. But
it's another one of those that I call overrated because every critic calls it a 99 out of 100, and I call it a 95, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not most people's definition of overrated, but it is a tiny bit too high for me.
Yeah.
This must be a typo because it says number five is Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. That is supposed to be a one.
Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, is number five.
I would have given that five. That's my favorite Trek movie of all time and one of my favorite movies of all time.
I would have given it higher than five though.
Brian is foreshadowing some bad news in the top four.
Yeah, I have a feeling you may be doing that, but I'm not so sure. I mean, it's hard to give it an arbitrary number, but I would rank it pretty high. I love that movie.
Number four.
Uh oh.
The X-Files.
That's not really science fiction, is it?
Some of the episodes were, but it's not really overall science fiction. Go ahead.
Is it more like conspiracy fiction? Go ahead. Yes.
Can I have the first five seasons only?
No, you get the T-2000 or the T-1000 seasons as well. You have to have those. The Robert
Patrick. I want to see the new movie. I'm excited about the new movie. I want to see stuff from the new movie.
Yeah, I'm down with that, dude, especially because Billy Connolly's in it.
Yeah.
Give me X-Files from the pilot to the episode called Jose Chung's from Outer Space, and it's in this top 25. Over way too high in the top 25, but yeah.
When did Mulder leave? Right around then?
Oh, I can't even believe they did that. That still blows my mind that they did that.
Well, it was Duchovny's fault. I blame him. He thought he was Mr. Big Shot movie guy. He was pulling a NYPD Blue dude. What's his name?
Yeah.
And that was stupid. That was his mistake. I blame him completely.
Yeah, this is like Star Trek not paying Terry Farrell. They should have paid Terry Farrell.
Yes, they should have. They didn't need to bring that other chick in. That was stupid.
That was.
Okay. What'd she do? What'd she have? Becker? That was what she had lined up? Give me a break, people.
Number three, Blade Runner. Definitely. Ridley Scott is one of the greatest science fiction directors of our time.
I would agree.
And
Blade Runner was three?
Yeah, yes. number three was Blade Runner. Number two, and I believe this may be current, and I kind of sort of agree with it, the new Battlestar Galactica. Is number two. I just don't know if I would rate it that high. I mean, it is a phenomenal show, don't get me wrong, but it hasn't had time to complete yet, and I cannot rate it until it
to settle into the history of the stuff. I get that, but I mean it is my favorite show on TV, period. There's nothing I enjoy more.
Is this the same thing for you that I had with Brazil? Like it's a 95 and everybody's calling it a 99, and
yeah,
so you just want to knock it down a half peg.
Close. I think I probably rave about it more. I'm probably one of those critics, maybe a little bit more on that side of thinking it's so awesome. I just every time I watch it, I just think I am so glad somebody is paying the money to make this for me.
Yeah.
Because I there's so little on TV that is as daring and is as interesting and falls within the science fiction stuff I like so much and. That can take such a cheeseball 70s show and turn it into something so fresh. I I usually can't say enough about the Shell Shock. I'm not a good example. So I would put it in my top five. I definitely would.
This is a, one of the examples in this top 10 of a show where you could take all of these actors and the characters they play and put them in a completely different situation that's not sci-fi, that's just a completely different plot, and you would be riveted because of what they have put together. You know, like a Wrath of Khan is the same thing. That doesn't have to be a Star Trek movie. It doesn't have to be a sci-fi movie. The actors and the way that they were directed is what makes it so great.
Yeah.
You know, I just hope Ronald D. Moore is falling asleep every night on a bed of money.
I hope so, too. The guy's a genius. He looks like Riker, too, with a lot of hair.
Who could have seen that? I mean, really, when I heard when I first heard the Battlestar Galactica was coming back around, I was like, please, people. I mean,
yeah, that seemed really stupid at the time. I'll admit.
Yeah, I mean, because it was such a cheese ball. I was like, ah, I don't know, man. But, yeah, they just nailed it. They really have.
They need that robot dog. Okay, now, before you do number one, I please let it be Manimal. Everyone cross your fingers. This is Manimal. Okay, go ahead.
According to
Wait a minute. Before you say it, Brian, Scott doesn't know what number one is.
Mm-mm.
Scott, take an honest guess. I'd like to know what Scott really guesses is the number one sci-fi film of all time.
Star Wars is my guess.
You would think so. We haven't even seen Star Wars except for the Clone Wars in any of this.
No Star Wars in this.
Wow. Like number 20 was like the Clone Wars.
So you're telling me number one is not the, like the original trilogy or the...
The number one film is not Star Wars, and it kind of blows me away that this person would pick it, because I'm like, it was definitely innovative in its time.
Okay, what do you got?
But I don't think it's number one. Number one, according to the entertainmentweekly.com, in the science fiction, top 25 is The Matrix.
Oh, please. Really?
Yes.
Okay, look, I would put it in my top 50, okay, because I do love the original Matrix. And I even like bits and pieces of the second two, although really I'm just talking about the freeway fight. But I love The Matrix, but that can't be number one.
Yeah.
How is that number one? All right, let's ask the question. Well, Randy, what's your number one?
Oh, in all of this, Firefly. But
how about of your own that wasn't on the list?
Something of my own that wasn't on the list that should have been in the list, Star Wars Episode IV.
Okay.
I will admit that The Matrix gave way to a lot of stuff. You know, there were a lot of, but there were movies like Equilibrium that didn't really, beat the world.
Yeah, it was kind of poo, actually. It was all right.
You know, so, I will say this. I saw The Matrix 4 or 5 times in the theater. I thought it was tremendous. Yeah. I'm surprised there weren't some more kitschy films in this list, like The Fifth Element, like Armageddon.
Logan's Run.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But for me, Firefly is just the best sci-fi of my lifetime. There's no doubt. When you go look at the IMDb, read message boards, talk to people, it's strangely applicable to everybody you know.
I wish they would do a list that was just 80s science fiction. Like, I want to see Last Starfighter, and I want to see...
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be way cool. Now, one thing that I think they missed in I think it is, I feel a little closer to it now than I would have maybe in previous days because of the recent burn of the loss of Charlton Heston and Essa, the Planet of the Apes.
Damn it! Yeah.
Because that really needs to be in the top 25 list. I mean...
Dude. What the heck? Oh, see, seriously, that is way overlooked. You're absolutely right. And now, I'm going to throw Empire Strikes Back in there because it's my... Probably, if you had to pound for pound, it's probably my favorite movie of all time.
I'll tell you, number 6 was awfully good.
What was 6 again?
I mean, not 6. I'm sorry, that's Return of the Jedi. I mean, number 3.
Oh, you mean the movies.
Third prequels.
I thought you meant the number on the list. Yeah, the prequels bite me. Yeah, the prequels can come over here and bite me and then leave for all I care.
Okay, so films missing from the list that this author should be ashamed to have overlooked. Obviously, 2001 A Space Odyssey. Don't know what he's thinking.
Oh, yeah.
How can you have Children of Men but not V for Vendetta? I don't get that at all.
No Predator? Come on!
Or AI. Yeah. Oh.
And then there was another one for me. What was it?
I liked me some Minority Report. I know you guys think that movie sucks, or at least Randy does. I like that movie. Oh, you know, it's Brian who hates that thing so bad.
Yeah, Brian hates that movie.
I like
it. We should make our own 25 list.
That was back when I thought Tom Cruise was normal and... Colin Farrell wasn't a freak. And so I was happy then. That was a happy time.
War of the Worlds.
No.
Oh! I know what I was thinking of. The whole list. I was thinking of how they buried some animation at the beginning, but we didn't. Yep. We never got to The Incredibles. Ah.
Yeah, but that's more hero. See, that's like the heroes.
I realize that, but if we're gonna make this fantasy hero thing, sci-fi, The Incredibles is way up there.
Oh, good point. If they're gonna put, in other words, if they put heroes in there, then they should have put that in there. In fact, they should have replaced it with that.
Right. If you're gonna put Lost in there, give me The Truman Show. That's much better than Lost.
Oh, I love The Truman Show. I love The Truman Show. Does anyone else love that show? Chat room, do you love that show? By gum. Yes, they all say yes. Some of them say no. Some say it's okay. Others say nah.
Nah, man. Yeah.
Nah, man. That's a piece of crap.
How about the first half of Grindhouse? What was that called? Planet Terror. That would be a science fiction by definition.
I've never done seen it. Never
done never seen it. Never seen a girl with a machine gun attached to her leg?
Well, I've seen that, but, but that was a high school thing. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. A few more topics, as well as a conversation about R2-D2 may be getting a new occupant soon. This is kind of sad news. We'll talk about that and a few more things when our program continues.
Jill! I was looking for you.
Barry!
Jill, don't be angry. I wanted you to wait for me.
And welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, and welcome to the Enrichment Center. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, your specimen has been processed. Hello, and we are now ready to begin the test proper. The device has been modified. The device has been modified. I know there's a button. Hey, what you got? I don't hate you. Well, you found me. Congratulations. Was it worth it? The only thing you've managed to break so far is my heart. This isn't brave. It's murder. What did I ever do to you? You don't even care, do you? Please proceed into Android Hell. Android Hell. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Weighted storage cube destroyed. Thank you for participating in this Aperture Science computer-aided enrichment activity.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you still there?
And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Scott Johnson. Hey, we got, I want to play something. If you guys are all right with that. And
let's do it.
I can't find it. Hold on just one moment. Oh, that's wonderful. I don't have the file anymore. Dang it. Well, that's okay. I'll play it next week. I'll have to track that down. There was a funny little file I had. Boy, I'm really with it tonight. Okay, so that was all our talk about movies. Let's move on to some other interesting stuff. We're talking sci-fi. Let's just keep it going. The Clone Wars trailer, this new computer animated to theaters Clone Wars thing got leaked. You guys had a chance to see it?
Yes.
I briefly checked it out, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bit torn. I will, of course, go see it. They'll have my money.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited because I think the Star Wars universe is a lot of fun when you can get really animated with it. And I love the Clone Wars shorts that appeared on Cartoon Network and are now available on DVD. I don't know if this is a direct remake of that story, if this is somehow telling other parts of the story. I can just say that it's very Yoda-filled.
Yeah.
Seems to be a lot of damn Yoda going on. And yep. I'm a little torn about that because Yoda's fine as a character. I'm more of a fan of Yoda, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi Yoda.
Yeah.
And, you know, puppet Yoda.
Sword wielding, flipping out all over the place, ninja Yoda.
Yeah. And the one that's constantly talking, strong you have become. Down this road you must walk. Freaking, I talk like this, I must. That kind of stuff wears on me a little bit. However, on the whole, I have to say, despite the weird kind of wooden style of things, I don't mean wooden in terms of animation, but the character design is very, they look like they're all carved out of wood to me. And
I
painted.
Can see that.
But all of that being said, I'm really excited about this. Are you guys, Brian, are you looking forward to this thing? Uh-oh.
It's, well,
maybe.
I don't know if I can go sit at the theater and watch it, but I would really like to see it on DVD. So
you're gonna
say I'm excited. Yeah, say I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. I want to see it, but I just don't know if I'm gonna go plop down the money for that.
I'm trying to erase the picture of you plopping down anything. Randy, do you have an opinion about how you think this is gonna be? And are you gonna go? Are you gonna see it?
I will definitely plop down some money to see it. I'll try to see it at one of our movie theaters that has food and drinks and so forth, because I think it's one of those sort of together as a crowd full of fans kind of films.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I worry about that. I don't see myself getting lucky enough to go see it with a crowd full of fans, more like a crowd full of
freaks.
Angry moms with little children
who
were to see a cartoon, you know what I mean?
I thought you meant like dudes dressed up like I almost said ninjas, dressed up like Jedis with their lightsabers and stuff.
That actually would be kind of enjoyable because I just don't know if the whole Star Trek community is going to really get behind this. The diehards, I think, are going to kind of poo-poo on it. You know,
Star Wars, you mean Star Wars. Yeah,
Star Wars, I'm sorry.
You said Star Trek. Yeah, the Star Trek people they're going to have a canary. They're going to hate this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all going to stay up all night watching Nemesis and stuff over and over.
Yeah.
And see, that's specifically why I was drawing a distinction there. We happen to have a movie chain where the theaters are restaurants where they bring you drinks and so forth. And it's for adults only. After a certain time of the day, they don't even let somebody buy a ticket who's under 17. You don't bring your kids to these places after a certain time of the day. And that's you know, it's one of those things. You're going to guarantee me that I can be in a theater full of adults who are all fans of Star Wars, yes, I'll
drunk adults.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I'm going. We'll see. It comes out in August. So look forward to that, folks, because it looks like it might be kind of fun. Speaking of Star Wars, this is sad news, although nothing for sure yet. But Kenny Baker, the little midget dude that's been in R2-D2 since the beginning, all six films, I understand it, for certain scenes anyway. They did a lot of CGI in the last ones. But he's 73 years old and apparently spent the night in the hospital last night after being struck down by what they are calling a mystery illness.
Yeah.
I think it's actually amazing. His particular condition of dwarfism supposedly is a lot more fatal than others. In other words, he's lived well beyond any, I don't know what that means, how he's done that.
He has so many health problems. It's just amazing that he's lived that long. I mean.
Yeah. He was also, by the way, in, we were talking earlier about Brazil. He was in Time Bandits.
Time Bandits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great. He got crushed by that rock and then he survived after.
Yeah, and he went.
Oh, I love that movie, dude. Love that freaking movie. Put that in your top 25.
There you go.
Anyway, fell ill, flew back to England from a holiday in the U.S. I guess he was over here. Short statured star was taken to a hospital once the plane touched down in Manchester Airport, with friends fearing him to be seriously ill. The good sign is last night a family member said that he seemed to be recovering and expected to be back in his home near Preston, Lancaster, or something like that, in the next few days. The relative said, quote, Kenny's conscious and talking. Hopefully he'll be absolutely fine. He keeps mumbling, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. I made that part up. He said, this is interesting. Kenny was...
Don't stay out the trash can.
This is Kenny was inside the droid costume in all six George Lucas sci-fi Star Wars flicks, starting with A New Hope in 1977. So all... Here's hoping he's fine.
Absolutely.
Because that sucks.
Is do either of you guys ever catch the TV show Monk?
Yeah, with the with what's his name doing the whole he's a hypochondriac OCD dude, right?
Yeah, that would be Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, that guy. I like that guy.
The
guy from Wings. The other guy from Wings. I always think because the Sandman's the main guy you think of is from Wings.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
The actor who plays his psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Stanley Kamel passed away a couple of days ago.
Oh.
You just reminded me of that talking about.
Scott is big sympathy. Oh.
Oh, that's too bad. No, I do. I feel bad. I don't like when people die. The only time I like when people die is when they're super old and it's time to go.
Okay. Well, it's kind of old.
What I mean is it's good for them to go. It's not like here I am, 95, with 12 different forms of weird disease, and oh, how sad I'm finally... I'm like, good on you, dude. It's time for you to leave this mortal coil and on to better things.
But, actually, this guy was only 64, but the point I was going to make is that Monk is still in production. That's going to be kind of... It's one of those weird things where it's a pretty major character.
So what happened to him? What was the problem?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The problem is he stopped breathing.
He quit breathing. That is a problem.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Lack of oxygen to the brain, like everybody else who's ever died.
So wait, everybody who dies, that's pretty much the truth. That's always a sign, right? That there's no oxygen to the brain.
No oxygen to the brain, you die.
I never really thought of that before. You always think, it was a heart attack, or he jumped off a building, or whatever. But in the end, the brain just can't breathe, right?
That's right.
Okay. I've learned something here. I hope you two have. all right, what am I doing now? Okay, so there's the Kenny Baker thing. Good luck to you, and I don't know what to tell you. 73, that's pretty good age. If you had to go, now would be the time. But this would be sad for a lot of Star Wars.
He's lived a good life. I mean, come on.
Sure. Oh, dude, can you imagine? Okay, look, you're born a midget.
Yeah.
That's hard enough. You get discriminated against. Jerks like me call you midget on the internet.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, it's a problem, right? So you have all this stuff going on, and you're a midget, and you end up getting in to the R2-D2
costume
thing, and that's what you're known for the most, and you make a great living doing it. Hello?
Yeah.
Awesome life. I think it's great. What a fun thing. He must be a blast with, like, grandkids and stuff.
Yeah.
Grandpa, tell us about the time that the freaking swamp monster spit you out and you screamed and whatever.
Yeah, you know, I can only think of three other actors with dwarfism who are, you know, like very recognizable. And I'm sure there are more, but I can only think of the station agent guy who was in Elf, the dwarf from Bad Santa. What's that guy's name? and then, of course, Mini-Me.
Yeah.
Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones I can think of.
And all the other Time Bandit guys. I don't know their names, but and a lot of those guys, there's like a high suicide rate, and it's a tough thing. I mean, it's a strange, weird condition, and not to, you know, they would all say, hey, I'm fine with this, quit talking like we're dying or whatever, but I just admire these guys. Like the guy that plays Professor Flitwick, and he played the first Ewok, and what's his name? He's like our age. He's like 30 something. I can't think of his name, but
does that guy have dwarfism?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh wow! I wouldn't have known. They put him on a box or something in those movies.
Yeah, he's a little dude, and he was great. He also was the robot in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is so great because it was voiced by Alan Rickman, who plays Professor Snape. So you got Flitwick, and there's something geeky about that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like watching My Name Is Earl last season and knowing that Jason Lee was working with Coach. who plays, you know, what's his name? I can't think of the guy who played Coach.
Craig
T. Nelson. And knowing that this was Mr. Incredible and Syndrome talking in the TV show.
Yeah.
There's just something, when that happens, I just always kind of smile and think I may have a problem. But anyway, the point is.
Did you ever see The Wizard?
Yes.
Not in the movie, the TV series.
Oh, no, I never did.
Yes, I watched it religiously.
Me too. I used to love that show. That was like the greatest show.
I thought you meant like the little the video game show, and then
not with what's his face, but Wizard. It might be called Wizard. Was it called The Wizard or Wizard? I can't remember.
It's called The Wizard. That, yeah. And you just spurred the name of that guy, David Rappaport.
Oops.
Yeah.
Was the name of that actor?
I screwed up, muted the wrong thing. Sorry.
Yeah, I love that show so much. It was probably only made 30 episodes, but it was really fun.
Yeah, it just made a couple of seasons, but it was awesome.
The Wizard, eh?
Yeah, you never seen it? I can't believe you've never seen
it. I haven't. I have to get my hands on it.
And go, oh, yeah, that show.
I might. All right. You know who I'm waiting for to die if I had to do a Hollywood death watch? the guy that played Hunter with the big patches on his elbows. What's his name?
With the big patches.
You know what I'm talking about? He always wore that suit coat, brown suit coat with the big leather patches on the elbows. I can't think of his name. Fred Dreyer. That's it. Thank you, Nightmare.
Very good, Fran. Wow. I was just going to bring him up for something else.
I almost said Fran Drescher. Oh, you were? You were going to bring up Fred Dreyer? Dude, that's creepy.
He was in something else we talked about in that list or something.
Was he?
What it was.
He was, I don't know. Hey, you know another science fiction movie that wasn't on that list? That one with Gene Simmons and Tom Selleck with the little robot bugs. What's that movie?
Make it snap.
You don't remember that? Runaway, it's called. Thank you, Martian Man. Martin Maine. Anyway, that was a great movie. They were like cockroaches that were like smart, intelligent little AI-run little bugs. And Gene Simmons was the bad guy, like the super genius that made him. It was great. It was great, dude. Other than Quigley Down Under, best thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Which is actually another way of saying the worst thing. Okay, well, there's that. Good luck to you, Kenny Baker, and your family.
Keep going back to Kenny Baker.
I know. I don't know why. He's like the focus of this whole thing tonight. We got time for one more quick thing, and this is kind of weird and definitely worth talking about. Brandy here. He brought it to our attention. Before I tell you what that really cool thing is, seriously, you guys, I hate to do this right in the middle of the show, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm really excited about these guys. And trust me, it isn't like I'm getting showered with huge chunks of cash. But if you want to trade your video games, use PlaySwitch.com. Go and look at it. It's a great idea. This is like one of those ideas that I get pissed and kick myself because I didn't think of.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm with you.
Yeah. If you want to trade directly with other gamers, you've got games, they've got games. What better way to like swap around stuff instead of having to look for new things or pay too much money for new games? It's awesome. So go to PlaySwitch.com, and thanks to them again for sponsoring the show. Okay, here's what Randy brought up. I thought this is totally crazy. This is crazy. Is it in... Yeah, it's Israel. Okay. Is it Israel?
Oh, Israel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They banned Facebook. I know that we have a few Facebookers. Is that what they like to be called, the kids these days? Facebookers?
Yeah. Facebookers.
They used to be MySpacers.
I think they're called Facebookies.
Oh,
actually.
Facebookies. Okay. all you Facebookettes, apparently you would present a security risk in that country.
I don't even know what to say.
Does that make any damn sense? Doesn't to me. I mean, okay, what's the security risk? Please explain. What is their rationale?
I think the rationale was that if you're in the Israeli military and you're on Facebook, you're easier for people to point to on those sites where they put up bounties for soldiers.
Yeah.
But this rule goes across all of the Israeli defense. So if you're in any part of the Israeli defense, you can't get to Facebook.
I don't understand. So, but you have to be in the army to have this problem for them to ban it. Right?
Oh, I mean, you just have to be a secretary in the Israeli Defense Department.
And that's it.
That's it.
And so you show up on Facebook and it says, I like puppies and walks in the park and freaking I'm a dork or whatever. Whatever your dumb Facebook account says. I don't understand how that's a security risk to the country. It's maybe a security risk to you, but then how is it? Because it's not like you're saying, and here's where I live. So make sure to follow this road and turn left and then blow my house up. They don't do things like that.
No, it's here's where I went to high school and here's the friends that I made at my last job and junk like that.
Well, what do
it
you
makes
think?
No sense.
You don't agree with this then? You think these guys are being stupid?
Yes, I want everything wide open.
Yeah.
Completely open.
Me too.
All things.
Everything.
Yes.
Except for Brian's colostomy bag. I would like that to stay shut, wide shut. Brian, are you? Do you have a Facebook account, Brian?
I don't have a Facebook account.
Oh,
what are you kidding me? I just got a MySpace account.
Welcome to 2005.
I hate,
and I even got a friend. His name is Tom.
Oh yeah. Wow, he really went out of his way to throw you a bone, dude. That's awesome.
So when you join Facebook, that'll bring you up to 2007.
Yeah.
What's the 2008 thing? What's the really new hotness?
I don't think we know yet.
That's a good question. What is the new
hotness? I think it's the Extra Life social network that I haven't given any... You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's our IRC channel. That's what it is. Right now, that is the new hotness. If you want to be a part of that, I'll give you the info. It's cool. /net. Oh, dang it. It's irc.slashnet.org. I always do that wrong. irc.slashnet.org.
Dang it.
Yeah, the odd dang it. You do not put that in there.
Okay.
The room is #ExtraLife, and you get in there because it's great. There's like 50 dudes in there all the time, and it's fun, and they talk. And
there's only dudes.
50 dudes.
No women.
Yeah, there's no chicks. No chicks, just dudes. Actually, there may be some dudes or some chicks. I don't know. Very well, maybe. But someone in the chat room. Anyway, I won't say what they said. But
yeah, we've managed to get all the ladies in the Extra Life community into our guild in World of Warcraft, so it's kind of like they're busy.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. But it's a lot of fun in there, and you know. But to answer the real question, I don't know what the next big thing is. You know what? I don't know if I care. The MySpace thing always struck me as not Web 2.0, but how do I compare it? It's like GeoCities 2.0. I mean, just this cheesy, horrible, ugly, nasty tool that just didn't do anybody any justice. And I know it was all the rage, but it's just because it's all there was, and there was definitely room for somebody else. And now Facebook comes along, and it's like the more mature sort of, I'm done with MySpace. I've moved on to this, and I just don't care that much. I have an account, but I don't use it. I mean, some people have suggested, well, you don't like it because you've got your social network. You've got Extra Life. You've got the radio shows. You've got your own forums, and they're all heavily attended. So why would you need this other thing? Because that's what other people use them for, is to try to, you know, build a network of people or friends or whatever, and you're already doing that. And I think they probably have a point. But on the other hand, even if I didn't have all this going on, would I really care? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I can answer the question because I'm not in that position. But if I wasn't doing all of this and didn't have all the readers and the listeners and stuff, would I even care? I don't think so. It's just dumb.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of different age groups, because we don't really have to have friends because we got our wives and kids. Mm. They're our friends. So I mean,
yeah.
And then we've got this little network of people of like minds. So yeah, we don't have to worry about that too much. We don't have to social. We don't have to basically internet date.
Yeah.
Basically what these people are doing on these MySpace pages. They're going out and getting,
trying to hook up
people. Yeah, exactly.
They're trying to hook up. They're trying to see. They're trying to look at each other's junk.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep using that term. It makes me laugh.
I was going to say, Brian, if MySpace is a replacement for having a relationship with your wife, how come your wife isn't one of your friends on MySpace? Huh?
She is one of my friends on MySpace.
Dude.
Oh yeah, right below Tom. That's right.
I get requests for both MySpace and Facebook every day, and I just delete those emails because I just don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. I mean, am I wrong to not care? Am I wrong to think these are just overplayed, overripe?
You're just a jerk.
No, that's true. That's a dang truth.
I agree with you. I'm not big on MySpace, and it's not going to matter. None of those things are going to last forever, because that's what kids do. They come in, they're driving these social networks. It's these young people who are driving them, and every time it becomes mainstream, they're going to want to separate from mainstream. So they're going to pick something that's small that looks interesting, and they're going to get in there, and they're going to make it grow. So I mean,
Brian, you have wisdom beyond your years, sir.
Yeah, I know. But
you're predicting the future right now.
I can predict the future. So it doesn't matter. Facebook is going to go. MySpace, right. It's going to go.
Well, on that note, I think there's no better time to end the show than now.
That's right, the show is going to go.
Yeah, Randy, we're done. This is 178, we're done, we're out. Randy, it was a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for stepping in. We don't know what happened to O, but he's around somewhere, we hope. So,
I love you guys.
But thanks for being here. Having you here, it brings sort of a thick voice of reason sometimes to the show. We appreciate
it. And it brings Brian to that position where he's spooning me, and it's just wonderful. I just love you guys.
Virtual spooning with Brian. Brian, thanks for hanging around again, Brian. How is Comics Coast to Coast going? Anything you want to pimp or speak of about that?
It's going great. We do have another show in the can, and I'm going to post it probably first thing in the morning.
Cool.
We to Worth Gowell of Small Wonder. Yeah. Very interesting guy, and he's got some interesting things that are about to happen. I think everybody should check out
Small Wonder, like the show with the little girl robot.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, it's a great show. If you guys haven't heard Comics Coast to Coast and you're interested in all in print or syndication comics or anything else webcomic related, that is a great place to go. So we're done. This is great. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks to the chat room. Big thanks to Rob Gehubers for our theme music and various little audio bits. Thanks to Scott Fletcher for his fine, silky voice he lends to the program. I need to get him to get with me and do some cool new stuff I have some ideas for. We will see how that goes. Hey, if you're looking forward to the Extra Life Nerdtacular 2008 Dark Knight Edition, it is coming. It is coming in July. July 19th is the date. Keep your eyes on nerdtacular.com because there is much in the way of information coming there, including a way to register for tickets. If you live in the Utah area or are planning on traveling here, you'll be able to get free tickets in a 235-seat big theater to see an awesome movie with me and everybody else and win some swag while you're there. Should be good. So keep your eyes on nerdtacular.com and keep your eyes on myextralife.com for everything else. If you want to be a part of this show, you can call us on the Gob Line. That number is 801-471-0GOB. And you can call and leave a message. It might just get played right cheer on the show. Thanks to Sebastian for our mashups. You're about to hear one of those now. And sorry about this week's Star Trek continuation thing at the top of the show. It was delayed because I don't have audio from everyone. But we're working on that. We'll have something for you next week. So for me, for Brian, for the missing O, for Randy, and for everyone else, we'll see you guys next week for show number 179. How the Colombian government is illegally or maybe legally holding your Wii. If you ever go to Gayland, it's the hottest thing.
I'm just hot for their American flag. I don't know why.
Arriba, Arriba. Look what we got. A freaking Wii. Yeehaw, a freaking Via Alegre.
I was at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. These younger
kids. Wait a second. There was an Aqua Lad. This contest is boring me. Please move on.
Yes.
You can check in, but you can never leave.
They become somewhat more human.
Damn it, Brian, I want to talk about Chuck.
You realize he's just a fictional character, right?
No, I...
Soylent Green is people!
Does the gamma radiation also help with the pants staying on and not ripping apart?
Yeah, I actually said a couple of things, but every time I started to talk...
Hey, Extra Life listeners, Chris here, bringing you an obscure movie review. This week, I'm reviewing an anime called Metropolis.
The time, the near future, the place, the most advanced civilization on the planet, the occasion, a celebration of progress and technology. Prepare yourself for Metropolis, the most spectacular anime in motion picture history. Directed by Rintaro, the celebrated director of Galaxy Express 999. Written by Katsuhiro Otomo, creator of the breakthrough feature Akira, and based on the classic manga by the godfather of Japanese animation, Osamu Tezuka. TriStar Pictures proudly presents a futuristic vision where robots have evolved, but mankind has a long way to go.
Metropolis follows Kenichi and his private detective uncle as they search for Dr. Lawton, who is under the suspicion of using human organs in robots. We then find out that Dr. Lawton is making a robot called Tima for Duke Red, one of Metropolis's powerful leaders. But when Duke Red's son, Rock, finds out, he tries to put an end to it and destroy Tima. In the process, Tima and Kenichi end up falling into the depths of Metropolis, where they then try to find a way back up to the surface. During their journey, we find out the true purpose of Tima and if there's a way to stop her. If you're familiar with Astro Boy, then you'll find the character designs very similar in this movie. The city of Metropolis is very colorful and has a steampunk feel to it as you look at the machinery and go deeper within the city. The music has a few songs from the 20s and borrows that style throughout the movie from their original music. The story really grabs you to the very end and has one of the best endings I've seen in anime or in a standard regular movie. Has great character development and you really get a feel for the characters and what they're all about. Overall, I give Metropolis a 9 out of 10. Metropolis is a good starter anime, and I'm sure anime fans will enjoy this movie as well. Also, if you're interested in anime news, latest anime releases, and would like to hear more anime reviews, check out the Super Happy Anime Funtime podcast that I do with Mean Gene from The Instance at AnimeShaft.com. This is Chris, and this has been your obscure movie review of Metropolis.
Hey, Scott. This is Bob Bob again. And I remember how y'all were talking about I Am Legend, and it wasn't the real ending. Well, I just walked into Best Buy, and I saw this special edition, and it says 2 discs, includes alternate theatrical version with controversial ending. That might be the actual book ending.
Hey, Scott Johnson. Guess what? I was listening to your last show. You have to read Bo Bo Bo, the manga. Awesome. Bye.
Hey, Scott. I have a great idea for a webcomic, but I have no artistic ability. What should I do?
I have had a very strange experience. Everybody say your names.
Megan.
Kenny.
Highlander.
And everybody's on this truck, and we're going, and I'm scared. Somebody's touching my thigh. I'm scared now. They're putting on country music. We're going to build a trebuchet. The end. There's death in the back of the car. We're trying to baseball. My toe hurts.
Hey, guys, this is James from Nobody's Listening podcast at NLcast.com. You guys, last week were talking about card throwing and how Gambit, you know, could have picked something better to throw. Apparently, you guys have actually never seen a true card thrower. I actually do a little bit of it myself in the past. I did anyway. I was able to, well, once I heard about somebody embedding a card into a watermelon, and I thought, yeah, with razor blades on the side, until I actually practiced up and did it myself, I successfully pelted a watermelon with playing cards and gotten them in as deep as a half an inch. It is possible. Just think about it this way, and you'll believe it if you've never seen it. Imagine the worst paper cut you ever got, a card spinning at who God knows how many RPMs per minute coming at your face. I actually laid open my brother-in-law's face on accident, his forehead, because he didn't believe me, and I threw one at him in anger. I felt bad, and that ended my career in card throwing. But, so that's just card throwing by itself. Imagine if you could make that sucker explode once it embedded itself into your nosticle, your nose. That would be rad. So Gambit, stupid looking, dumb, Cajun, but has a cool power after all, so broke ya.
Hey, Scott. This is Shifty Shag, or as you maybe would better know me, brother of Geezer Frog. We are blood related, although we're hardly anything alike. But I heard from Infendo that you were like on your deathbed or something, so I just thought I'd call in and say, hope you're feeling better. Hope the show can pick up at its regular time soon. Love the show. But anyway, you take care of yourself. Get on better and come on back. and we'll hear you later.
I mean, I like that movie. I'm going to talk like this the rest of the show.
I like it a lot. I just put some Nads, hair removal on and
yeah.
Same part.
Boy, this Nads hair removal is really working.